أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله أما بعد فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, I would like to talk about the family ethic in the social seerah of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And this is also a very important subject that I will try to talk about this subject in detail. First of all, I would like to bring some verses from the Holy Quran about the importance of the family and the ethic in the family. And the second, I would like to give you some narrations and some hadiths from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about this matter. In the end, I would like to give you some more details and information about the practical life of the Holy Prophet about this matter. I mean about the family, ethic and moral in the seerah of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. First of all, I would like to give you a short introduction. In this introduction, I want to talk about the importance of the family. Without any doubt, and everyone knows it, that family, it is very important and no one can reject it. And family is a unit in the society. By combination of these units, these families, then the society will be met. So we can say that the base of the society is family. So it is very important. And family has many functions. You know it. And no need of saying and talking about this matter. Now let me talk about the importance of the family. In the Holy Quran, what is the view of the Holy Quran, the Holy Book? What does it say about the family and the family ethics? First of all, I can say that if we look in the Holy Quran, many of the verses we can find in the Holy Quran about the family and also family ethics. One of those verses and one of those ayah came in the surah of Nur, the number of the ayah in the verses 32. Almighty Allah says and address all the people and says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَانْكَحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. What does it mean? Almighty Allah says, and marry those among you who are single. They should marry. Those who are single, they should marry. And those who are fit among you from your male slaves and from your female slaves, if they are needy, if they are poor, Allah will make them well-to-do, Allah will make them rich. And you should not afraid of this matter that you are poor and if you marry, then you become poorer. No, if you are poor, even if you are poor, if you are single and if you marry, then Almighty Allah will bestow His mercy upon you and His blessing upon you, and then you will become rich. And you can be free from want of His grace, and Allah is ample giving and knowing. And Almighty Allah knows this matter, and Almighty Allah has this ability and this power to make you rich. So if we look in this ayah, Almighty Allah addressed all the people and asked from all the single people that you should marry. Wankahul ayama minkum wa salihin min ibadikum wa imaikum. It means that you should marry if you are suitable, if you are in the age of this, that you can marry, so you should marry. And do not afraid of being and becoming poor, because Almighty Allah will help you. The second ayah, now when we understood that Almighty Allah encouraged the single people that they should marry. So in the second ayah, Almighty Allah says that when you married, you should have a very good treatment with each other. If you met the family, so the family, of course, there are husband and wife. These two should treat kindly with each other. And Almighty Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. What does it mean? It means that in one of his signs, one of the sign of Almighty Allah is that he created mates from you, from yourselves. Almighty Allah created the partner. Almighty Allah created the wife and husband from yourselves, not from angels, not from another thing. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. It is very important. This part of the verse is very important, that Almighty Allah says that you may find rest in them. It means that when you marry, so then you become relaxed and you will be comfortable near your spouse, near your husband, near your wife. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In the end of ayah, Almighty Allah says, and he put between you love and compassion. Most surely there are signs in this for a people who reflect, for the people who think that Almighty Allah put a love in the heart of the husband, between husband and wife. Almighty Allah put the compassion in the heart of the husband and wife, till they should be very kind with each other. So in this verse we can understand that after encouraging for making the family, Almighty Allah says that when you made the family, so you should treat with each others with loves and with compassions, and you should treat friendly, you should treat in a very gentle manner. So it is very important that in every family should be this habit. Then again, Almighty Allah in the other verse says that your treatment, your behavior should be in a very good manner. This verse came in the Surah Nisa. Almighty Allah says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها. Then the verse continues and says, وعاشروهن بالمعروف. What does it mean? Almighty Allah says, O you who believe, those who says and name themselves that they are believers, O you who believe, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, it is not lawful for you that you should take a woman as a heritage against their will. And you suppose that the women, they are like properties. No, it's not like that. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَرِثُوا النِّسَاءَ كَرْهًا. And then Almighty Allah says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And trade with your wives, and trade with the women in a very kindly manner. Treat them in a very kindly and friendly manner. You do not have this right to insult your wife. And also the wife, she does not have this right to insult his husband, or to abuse each other, or to abuse the family of each other, the kinship of each other. We come together to live, not to fight. And the ayah says that the philosophy of the life in making the family is this, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, till you become comfortable near each other. And you become perfect by helping and cooperating each other. Not to fight from morning till night. Not to abuse and insult each other. It is not a good habit. In the fourth ayah, Almighty Allah says that when you come together, then of course, near each other, by helping each other, by cooperation of each other, you are able to become perfect. It means that neither woman nor man, lonely, they are not perfect. When they come to each other, when they make a family, by cooperation in the family, then they will be able to become perfect. And they can be perfect in one family. Almighty Allah says, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. It means that you should be attentive. You think over this matter that you are clothes for your wife and the wives are clothes for you. It means that you can help each other. It means that you can cooperate with each other. In the end, you can become perfect in those difficulties, those problems which are in you. By wearing these clothes, they will be disappeared and no one can see that. As whenever we wear our clothes, then we look beautiful and handsome. So the same is the case with the man and woman. If they come together and legally if they marry with each other, then it means that they can perfect and they become very nice and handsome and beautiful. Now let me tell you the importance of the marriage and family and the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. It is the second part of my speech and lecture. Maybe you have heard this saying from the Holy Prophet, that our Prophet said, مَنْ تَزَوَّجَ فَقَدْ أَحْرَزَ نِصْفَ دِينِهِ فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي النِّصْفِ الْبَاقِي. It is the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, who says, whoever marry, by marrying, they can save the half of their religion. So then they should try about the saving the rest. So it is also very important that our Prophet said. There is another saying from our Prophet which says, مَنْ تَزَوَّجَ فَقَدْ أُعْتِيَ نِصْفَ السَّعَادَ. Those who marry, then by marriage, so they are able to save and to have half of the happiness, half of the luck. So it means that he should try or she should try for taking the rest. Only if he marries or she marries by marriage, so she is able or he is able to take into Almighty Allah will bestow half of the happiness. For the rest, he or she should try himself and herself. And there is another saying like this, which our Prophet said, مَنْ تَزَوَّجَ فَقَدْ أُعْتِيَ نِصْفَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Those who marry, then they will be bestowed, they will be given half of the worship. For the rest, he or she should try. And again, there is another saying which our Prophet said, that Az-zawaju min sunnati, it is from my sunnat, from my tradition, that you should make family. And those who reject it, then they are not from my followers, they cannot be from my ummah. So it is very important that we should think about these golden sayings. Now let's see about the behavior of the Prophet in the house and the family. How was the Prophet's ethic in the family? So again, it is very important, and I'll give you some informations about this matter. Before this, I would like to give you a short story, which is from Prophet, peace be upon him. Says that one day a person came near the Prophet and asked from the Prophet, "Oh Prophet, I'm very surprised and I'm wondered when I see that these two persons, they were estranged with each other." I mean that the husband and wife, at first they were estranged. They did not know each other. So when they married, after marriage, we see that the love came in their hearts, and they love each other too much. So what is the reason? Our Prophet answered that because Almighty Allah put this love in their hearts, it means that they cannot live alone, they should be together. And then our Prophet, he recited this verse of the Holy Quran, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Almighty Allah put this love and this compassion in the hearts of the woman, wife and husband. That's why while they were estranged and they did not know each other before, when they married, then after that they become in love with each other. Now I would like to give you some information about the behavior and treatment of the Prophet in the house. One day, a person by the name of Sa'd ibn Hisham, he asked from Aisha. Aisha, who is one of the wife of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and said, how is the treatment and behavior of the Holy Prophet in the family? Aisha answered to the Sa'd and said, do you recite the Holy Quran? Sa'd answered, yes, I recite the Holy Quran. Then Aisha said that the moral and behavior and treatment of the Holy Prophet in the house is like Quran, according to the Quran. It is the same. قال سعد بن هشام دخلت على عائشة. I entered on Aisha. فسألتها عن أخلاق رسول الله. I asked her about the treatment and the behavior of the Holy Prophet. فقالت, Aisha said, أما تقرأ القرآن? Do you recite the Holy Book? قلت بلى. I answered yes. قالت خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم القرآن. The ethic and the moral and the behavior of the Holy Prophet is the Quran, according to the Quran. And one of the things which is very important in the seerah of the Holy Prophet, he loved his wives, especially Khadija. Whenever he remembered the Khadija, he was crying and said that, Aisha narrated it, that one day I saw that the Prophet is crying. And when I asked the reason, he replied that I remembered Khadija. And then I said that Khadija, she was a very old woman. You are crying for her. Then the Prophet answered, O Aisha, when the people rejected me, they did not accept me. She was the one who accepted me. When the people, they were unbelievers, she was the one who believed upon me and upon my Almighty Allah. And when the people, they did not cooperate with me, she was the one who was cooperating with me and supporting me by her property. So I should cry for her. So it shows that our Prophet, he loved the Khadija very much. And also it is a saying from our Prophet that whenever our Prophet was in the house, he used to do his work himself. He used to cooperate with his wives. And it is also a saying from the seerah of the Holy Prophet. In Prophet, peace be upon him, he was saying and addressing the people, Allah, khayrukum khayrukum linisa'ikum wa banatikum. You should be aware that among you, those who are the best, who could cooperate with their wives, with their daughters. And also again, the same saying of from the Prophet, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِنِسَائِ. The best among you are those who can cooperate and support their wives. And I, our Prophet said, and I cooperate with my wives. And again, there is another saying, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. Among you, those who are the best, who can cooperate and who have the good treatment with their kinships, and I'm the same. And there is another saying from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he was cooperating in the house. And it came in the seerah of the Holy Prophet. وَكَانَ يَخْسَفُ النَّعَلَ. He used to repair his shoes himself. وَيَرَقَّعُ الثَّوْبَ. He used to patch his clothes himself. وَيَفْتَحُ الْبَابَ. When someone was knocking the door, he used to open the door himself. وَيَحْلِبُ الشَّاتَ. He used to milk the sheep. وَيَطْحَنُ مَعَ الْخَادِمِ. And he used to cooperate and help with grinding with his servants. وَيَضَعُ تَهُورَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ بِيَدِهِ. And he used to prepare the water that he used to take the ablutions, and he used to prepare the water himself for his ablution. يَخْتَمُ فِي مِهْنَةِ أَهْلِهِ. He used to work and cooperate in his house. وَيَقْطَعُ اللَّحْمَ. And he used to cut the meat. So these were the golden habit of the Holy Prophet in the house. And also there is saying that كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَأْكُلُ كل الأصناف من الطعام وكان يأكل مما أحل الله له مع أهله وخدمه إذا أكلوا. He used to sit with his servants and he used to eat those things which were cooked in the house. And never he rejected and he objected that why have you cooked this kind of food? So it is another habit from the habits of the Holy Prophet. Now I would like to give you some rules about these matters that our Prophet advised. One is this, that you should respect each other in the family. وَسَعِيدَةٌ سَعِيدَةٌ إِمْرَأَةٌ تُكْرِمُ زَوْجُهَا. Those women and wives, they are the best, that they could respect their husbands and vice versa. And the second thing, to serve each other. Our Prophet said, إِذَا سَقَى الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ أُجِرَ. If the husband, he gave a glass of water to his wife, then Almighty Allah will give him a reward. And also our Prophet said, خِدْمَتُكَ زَوْجَتُكَ صَدَقَةٌ. If you serve your wife, then it is charity, it is sadaqah. And also if the wife cooperate and help and serve her husband, the same is the case. And also our Prophet said that it is good that you should give a gift to your family. Our Prophet said, مَنْ دَخْلَ السُّوقَ فَأَشْتَرَى تُحْفَةً. If someone enters the bazaar and buys some things as a gift for his family, كَانَ كَحَامِلِ صَدَقَةٍ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مَحَاوِيج. They could be counted like those persons who gave the charity among the poor people. And also our Prophet said, maybe some of the wives, they do not have good moral. So you should bear it. You should have a tolerance. And our Prophet said, مَنْ صَبَرَ عَلَىٰ سُوءِ خُلْقِ إِمْرَأَتِهِ. Those who have passion for bad treatment of their family, so then Almighty Allah, it looks like a person like Ayyub, who was one of the Prophet, that Almighty Allah, because of his passion, gave much rewards. أَعْتَاهُ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ يَصْبِرُ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الثَّوَابِ مَا أُعْتِيَ أَيُّوبِ. And another thing, that is our duty, the duty of the husbands, that they should prepare those things which the wife need. And it is a saying from Imam Sadiq, يَشْبَعُهَا وَيَكْسُوهَا. You should feed and prepare the food for your wife, in the clothes for your wife. And the end, our Prophet said that, and also it is a saying from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, if the wife commit a mistake, you should ignore it. You should forgive her. And Imam Sajjad said, وَإِذَا جَهَلَتْ عَفَوْتَ عَنْهَا. If she committed a mistake, then it is your duty that you should forgive her. And God willing, Allah can help us, and we should request from Almighty Allah to help us to have a very good family. And these golden sayings that which narrated from the Prophet, peace be upon him, we try to understand it, and also we should try to put them in practice, inshallah. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.